Oh. Oh, man, that just ripped my freaking head off in a good way. I absolutely love the freaking pounding I just took from that song. I'll tell you what. Oh, hey, yeah. Jared, talking about that song and that band, who do we have on?
We've got Aaron of Sanctorum. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm all right, you?
We're doing great. We're glad to have you on, man. This is awesome. Love this music, man.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Hey, Aaron, so what's been going on with you lately here in the band and everything? What's been going on with everything? Fill us in.
I mean, we've been pretty busy. We did a couple of months ago, we did a few shows over here with Il Nino and God Forbid, which was really cool to play some sort of bigger shows and bits and pieces. But sort of since then, we've been messing around with a few ideas for some new album stuff and kind of thinking about starting to plan that. Me and the other guitarist Ash played the London International Music Show at the weekend with our endorsement Vizier guitars, so that was kind of good fun. And that's about it, really, just sort of looking to move things forward even more.
Oh, and that sounds freaking fantastic, man, because you know, listen to this music, man, is just like put me into like a heavy thrashing crazy mood, so look out. I'm telling
good stuff.
And you know what blows my mind is you guys sound really seasoned and tight, like you've been doing it for decades, you know, like you got tons of experience and everything and expertise. And then I look at your pictures and y'all are so young. You guys must be just naturals. Or have you worked like since you were four or something?
No, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. We've been a band started out about 6 years ago, but I mean, we've all been sort of playing since we were walking pretty much, so
oh man.
It's a lot of practice, a lot of hard work, and I guess a bit of luck.
Awesome backing with your family. All the families are behind you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we couldn't have even attempted to do this without them, and we definitely wouldn't be anywhere near where we are now if it wasn't for them. And we just love it. We love having them around. It's very much a sort of family unit. And it just works better that way. Having someone who really does have your back in this industry is a really great help.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And they go out and your dad and I forget the other one's dad, but other one's dad goes out on tour with you too and helps you guys.
Yeah.
And
it's like they come and roadie for us, general driving us about, all sorts. It keeps us out of trouble.
Yeah, that kind of support is fantastic, man. Mm-hmm. Major kudos to your dad.
Yeah, no doubt. And a question I got is what's some of your guys' influences? Because, man, you guys are just awesome.
What, sort of musically, or...?
Yes.
It's a real sort of big, wide range. I mean, all four of us are into sort of very different things. But, I mean, you've got your sort of bands like Lamb of God. Obviously, your old-school thrash with the Metallica, bands like that. But also some more progressive stuff like Dream Theater, and then going back into like the old school rock of Deep Purple, people like that, and also sort of Pink Floyd. So all sorts, really. I mean, anything from like the real heavy modern stuff to the really old sort of classic rock and stuff. It sort of works really well when you combine everything.
Oh, freaking nice. Anybody else got a question? Next?
Well, yeah, you're definitely. I got one.
All okay, right. You go ahead, Jared.
Okay. Aaron, your vocals are just outstanding. I mean, it just rips right through you. And I was curious, do you have any specific songs that are a real, real challenge when you get up there on the stage?
Well, it depends how fast our drummer's playing on the night, but...
Does he speed up or slow down depending on how much he's had to drink, or...
Well, yeah, you just sort of have to throw something at him and tell him to slow down, but no. No, I mean, live is sort of, you get used to it, and when I kind of like try and write, I'm, rather than, I know some of the singers you see about just try and cram so much into song, which, yeah, may sound great on a record because you've got the hundreds of tracks to do that, but you've always got to think about, okay, well, this music's meant to be played live. We like playing it live. That's where I feel our music really sort of holds its own, and I'd want to make sure I can do everything I can sort of live that I want to do in the studio. So there's a few bits where like one of the other guys will sort of pitch in on some other backing vocals and bits and pieces, but there's nothing like that's too sort of difficult, because I make sure there isn't, so it doesn't sound like too rushed or awkward or something like that.
Awesome. Well, earlier the guys were saying they wanted to see you live. I want to see you live. I know that. When you got anything for USA set up anytime soon?
Not at the moment. I mean, it's something we'd love to definitely come and do, and hopefully we'll be able to do it very soon. But keep an eye on our MySpace page, because we're doing a gig towards the end of the month, or should be, providing our drummer's back, which actually has a live web feed, so you can sit there in the comfort of your own home and watch us from the other side of the pond.
Awesome. Speaking of your drummer, Matt, he's down there in Brazil with Il Nino, right?
He certainly is, yeah. He's drum teching for Dave from Il Nino at the minute, so he's gone off there for sort of 3 or 4 weeks, something like that, and doing that side of the world.
That's cool. That's cool that he got that opportunity.
Certainly. Yeah.
That's awesome. Anybody else? I'm sorry.
Well, going back to that live feed, I'm looking at your MySpace page, and which is a great place. Anyone who hasn't listened to Sanctorum, go there and check out their music. But I see June 30th at the Bar House. Is that the one you're talking about?
That should be the one, yeah. It should be, if you go on Bar House, or like Google Bar House UK, it should come up there. I'll get a link and everything stuck up there so you guys can follow it. And yeah, it's just a webcam up in there with a live feed from the desk, and you get to watch the bands live, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Especially for us with like having a lots of people sort of internationally that we can't usually get to and play in front of. That will be the first time we've done it as well, so it should be good fun.
Oh, awesome.
Sounds awesome, definitely.
Yeah, it definitely sounds awesome. And just go to their MySpace page. It's www.myspace.com/Sanctorum. Oh, I love it. It's freaking awesome. And hey, let me ask you this question before we go to the song break. What is the worst interview question you've ever been asked?
Oh, God. I don't think we've had any sort of really bad ones in a minute. If you want to like kind of think of some and throw them at me, we could go down that route.
But let us do it. Yeah, we got to be thinking of some really stupid ones.
Yeah, we've heard some bad ones. Like, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, we've not had that one yet.
Yeah, or if you
think about while you're wiping your ass.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a house, what kind of house are you?
We've heard some doozies, that's for sure.
Well, think about it during the break. Maybe you'll come up with something, and we're going to play some jams of your guys' band, because it fucking rocks. Up next, cool. Turn it up, crank it up, rock it out. We'll be right back.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Oh, absolutely awesome music. And we I think we still have him on here, don't we?
Yeah, we got Aaron of Sanctorum. Thank goodness he didn't hang up on us, because off air we kept going on about anal bleaching and things like that while he just poor guy just sat back.
Yeah. So he can testify.
Please, Aaron, don't send me a link.
You can testify that we are real crazy off air as much as we are on air. Say, absolutely. Absolutely crazy people. Oh, man. Hey, so what's your favorite song off the CD, or do you have one?
Off of Ashes of Redemption probably would be the title track, Ashes of Redemption. It's just great, playing it live's awesome, and it was one of the sort of last ones we wrote for it, and it just kind of slotted together nicely, and I think it turned out awesome.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, it definitely did. And Val, you said you had a favorite, didn't you?
Take It All.
That's coming up next. What about you, Grim? You got a favorite?
I like Call to Arms.
Call to Arms.
That's another good one. You know, you can listen to both CDs and just dig every song on each. They definitely worked very hard on both these CDs.
Yes.
And you know, they were on the first one, they were only like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long did How long did it take you to write this CD? Fully get it done and...
I mean, writing process probably took us... We probably spent about sort of 6 months in between sort of doing shows and stuff for the first album. So it probably took around about 6 months, give or take. And then we sort of spent 5 weeks in the studio recording it, so...
Wow, so that's not really that bad, and it came out that freaking... That's awesome, man. That is
you guys are amazing,
awesome.
Man.
No doubt.
Cheers.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. And I see this Bloodstock you got coming up in August. That looks freaking awesome, man.
Now, you're going to be on the unsigned stage on that,
right?
So does that mean you get to miss all the other bands when you're playing on the...
A few stages set up. I've never personally been to Bloodstock, but from what I hear, they sort of have bands going on all day and sort of people get to go and pick who they want to see.
So you probably have to miss somebody while you're up there playing.
Probably
setting up while someone else. I know in the States, if it's anything like that, they'll have the side band playing while the next big stage is getting set up for the next band, and then back and forth. But even while you're setting up, you're still going to miss something, unfortunately. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they'll still get to see a lot of cool bands along with showing everybody what they got.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Probably get to do some good partying backstage, too.
Probably. You never know at these things. I'll let you know what it's like after we've done it.
Oh, definitely. We got to know, definitely, for sure.
Brings a question to mind, if I may. What's the? Can you tell us any cool stories from all your playing? Any wild fans stories or anything like that?
I mean, there's you obviously get the few weird ones hanging about and bits and pieces like that, but nothing that's been like super weird and scary. Just sort of your general people getting too drunk, falling over, and all the usual kind of stuff.
That's always fun to watch.
As long as you don't have it on stage, you know, you gotta watch that. Oh man.
What about the chicks? You don't have the chicks all running after you? Nice, hot,
hands. A Sanctorum show usually consists of about 99% guys, so... And if there are women there, they're usually quite questionable.
Damn!
They could have used your advice there earlier, Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go into that.
They probably would have been fine if their anuses were bleached.
Oh man, you did not say that. Difference. Oh man, I tell you what, I'm not worthy. I'm definitely not worthy. Oh my gosh, jeez, man, craziness. Whew. Val, you got a question?
Oh my God, no, not at the moment.
I know it. It's like he said that, and I'm like going blank now, and I had like 20 billion questions.
Okay, I got a question. I got one. I'm good. Aaron, what other endorsements do you hold besides the guitar ones that you were talking about where you had that show?
Well, for the guitar-wise, that's just the one we have. Our drummer's endorsed by D-Drum. Mm-hmm. At the minute, and we're kind of waiting to hear on a few things that we hopefully may have got through the guitar show at the weekend. So it's at the moment it's just those two main ones, but hoping to get a few more along the way.
You know, and earlier this week I got an email, and it was talking about a review that y'all gotten, and you know how that a lot of bands, you know, that aren't even near as good as you guys get, you know, all these big labels and all this promotion, and you guys are doing so much yourself, you know. It's like, why are people so stupid? But you do a lot of the work yourself, and you know, to me, you guys are really pushing yourself and getting out there, and more people are getting to know. Do you see a lot of like people come around the MySpace and different things, and I don't know, I guess it's growing?
Yeah, I mean, it's growing slowly. We've definitely noticed since we sort of did the My Ruin tour last October, It's definitely started to sort of pick up, and people are starting to take that a little bit more notice, but it's growing slowly, which is nice to see.
Do you see like an increase since you've been starting to be played on, well, for instance, Hard Rock Radio Live?
Yeah, I mean, you see, definitely sort of see things picking up. I mean, live shows, it's a little bit difficult to tell over here at the moment because people haven't got the money to come out, but sort of definitely through like the MySpace and Facebook and a normal website, things definitely sort of starting to slowly creep up.
Awesome. The economy's hitting over there too, like it is here a bit. Then
certainly is, yeah. We're all feeling it over here.
Man, that's a bummer. That definitely. Hey, if you could go on like a big U.S. tour, who would you want to go on tour with? What's another band that you'd want to go with?
I personally like to go on like a Lamb of God tour, something like that, or Metallica if they'd have us. If we're doing the States, or even Iron Maiden when they come over there.
Awesome.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, that would be.
I can see these guys.
Have the British take over.
British invasion.
You guys have been on stage with Napalm Death too, haven't you?
We certainly have, yeah. That was our local venue here, yeah.
Oh, man. Because I keep thinking, ever since I saw that, I've been thinking how good you guys would sound together. Because they put on a great show too.
Yeah, I mean, they did. It was only kind of like a sort of 300-400 capacity venue, not even that maybe, and it was really sort of sweaty and just, yeah, great night of metal and very loud from what I remember.
Oh, sweet.
Freaking awesome.
I would also like to see him with Criminal.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, we know Danny, so maybe one day.
Wow.
Go down there to Chile and the South American countries with them, huh? That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, there'd be some parties there.
Yeah, that would definitely be the beach scene.
And then maybe they might have some unquestionable... Wait, how do you say this?
Less questionable?
Maybe they would have some women that were more not unquestionable. If they went to South
Less
America,
like
they'd have all those hot South American women there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, they'd have to hide.
Oh man, that is so awesome. We'll talk to you a little off air here. We're going to play a whole slew of this band, man. Check this out. The music's just unbelievable. Great guys. And hopefully we'll have them back on before too much longer and talk about some more stuff, man, because I'm digging it. Here they are. Turn it up, crank it up, rock it out.